From Spark and Anvil and Latticeforge, this is the No Guess 3 in Chapter 1 of the Latticeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Chevron, Umbra, and Lasso had a motto, and it was also a dare: deduce it, never guess it. Their three puzzles looked nothing alike: Chevron's arrows, Umbra's shadows, Lasso's loop. But they shared a stubborn faith. There is always a next cell that is forced, if you're patient enough to find it. A guess, to the three of them, was an admission of impatience, not a strategy. Ada, who liked to test that faith, handed them a fiendish combined grid. Inequalities down one side, a Hitori shading region in the middle, a Slither link border to close, and said sweetly, "You could just guess a few cells to get started." "We could," Chevron said, planting a Chevron flag. "We won't."
Chevron opened, because relations are free information. He didn't touch a single value. He read the arrows. A chain of three greater thans ran down the left edge. "The top of that chain beats everything below it," he said. "In a five line, the top cell is a five. No guess. The arrows forbid anything smaller." He placed it, and the chain cascaded. The second cell couldn't be more than four. The third, no more than three. Three cells ordered, zero guesses, from arrows alone. "That five sits in the row Umbra's about to shade," he added. "Over to you." Umbra took the shading region, now anchored by Chevron's forced five. A number repeated twice in that row, but one copy sat in the cell Chevron had just fixed. "I can't shade a fixed value out of existence carelessly," she said, "but I can use it. The duplicate that keeps my shadows from touching is the one to darken, and shading the other would strand this corner in the dark." She darkened one cell, marked its four neighbors safe, and traced the lit path corner to corner, unbroken. "Take away exactly enough. Keep the rest whole. And those safe neighbors I just marked, they border Lasso's loop."
Lasso closed the border. Umbra's safe cells told her where the rope could and couldn't run. A three clue sat against the edge, with one side already blanked by Umbra's shading pattern. Three edges of four, and one's already ruled out, so the other three are all drawn, she said, snapping them into place. Then a dot with three X's around it. The rope can't stop in midair. Its last edge must be a line. One forced edge led to the next, and the loop threaded toward closing. No dead ends, no branches. The one loop rule is drawing the path for me.
When it finished, the three of them traced their own work backward and dared each other to find a single lucky move. There wasn't one. Chevron's every number came from an arrow, Umbra's every shadow from a duplicate plus connectivity, Lasso's every edge from a count plus no loose ends. The whole grid, corner to corner, forced. There's a specific pride in that, cleaner and quieter than the jolt of a lucky guess that happens to survive. Getting lucky feels like relief. Getting it forced feels like knowing. And knowing doesn't evaporate the way luck does. Chevron stood Marshall steady. Umbra breathed easy over her unbroken lit path. Lasso ran a finger around her closed loop and came home. "Deduce it, never guess it," Umbra said for all of them. And every cell in the grid, earned by a reason and not a role, stayed exactly, provably, where it belonged.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the No Guess 3. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.